It's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Sweat, and your head needs a rest. gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump today is expected to be the first to be impeached by the House twice. He's accused of inciting the riot at the Capitol last week.
The impeachment article charges President Trump with, quote, incitement of insurrection. A growing number of Republicans support President Trump's removal. The third-ranking House Republican, Liz Cheney, says she will vote in favor of impeachment.
Fox's Ray Bogan. It's not clear if the Senate could hold the trial and remove the president from office before his term ends next Wednesday. Already blocked on Twitter, Facebook, and other social media accounts, President Trump is also blocked now from uploading videos to his YouTube channel for at least a week.
Google, who owns YouTube, announcing in a statement, the company made the decision in light of concerns about the ongoing potential for violence. YouTube says the account violated their policies, and the seven-day ban is a first strike.
Fox's Sean Langell. America's listening to Fox News.
It's the William Tell Wake Up at 6:08.
This week on Morbid House Hunters, Jim is a sociopath with mommy and daddy issues.
I'm looking for a home with a room with soundproof walls so you don't hear any, my sound system. I like to play my music loud. That's it.
He's looking at the house in Massachusetts where Lizzie Borden's parents were axed to death.
Oh, the wall-to-wall carpeting has to go. I need marble floors. Easier to clean.
It's selling for $2 million.
What is it, Mother?
You don't have $2 million. You're a loser. You'll never find a home.
Shut up, Mother. Shut up.
Morbid House Hunters, coming soon on HGTV.
Oh, this one's nice. Does it have a basement?
Back to the show. Wait, what day is today?
What day is today?
The greatest national holiday of all time.
Today is National Rubber Ducky Day.
National Rubber Ducky Day.
What sound does a duck make?
Rubber Duck Day.
Shuck-a-ducky.
You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
I have all my ducks in a row.
Let's get quacking.
Showtime.
It's Rubber Ducky Day.
I used to be able to do that voice a little bit better. I apologize for the mediocre. Weak sauce substitute right now. Let's see if we can float our rubber ducks on the weather.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
All right, there's a little weirdness out there this morning, but let me put it in perspective for you. If you go to the radar, you see echoes on the radar, and it's below freezing. What does that mean? Not much, because there is some precipitation falling aloft, but none of it, hardly any of it, is reaching the ground. So I'll mention the possibility of an ice pellet this morning mixed in with whatever. But that the chances are small. Probably you're not going to see anything falling. Otherwise, there's a freezing fog advisory. That's weird, too. A little bit of fog that freezes on, let's say, elevated surfaces. That could be slippery. Otherwise, look for a mostly cloudy day today. If we get to 50, it'll be a major victory. Yesterday's high was 44, and that gets an F. Mostly clear, cold tonight, low 30. Tomorrow is the best day of the week. I've been telling you all week. High temperature up near 60 with sunshine. If we get to 60 tomorrow, they'll be dancing in the streets of Millbrook. Slight chance of a shower on Friday morning as the front drifts through. Otherwise, we'll be in the low to mid-50s on Friday. Cool weekend, but storm-free. Right now, this morning, you're probably wondering what's going on at the moment, huh? So let's pull it up. It's 33 degrees with a little misty fog, 2.5 mile visibility out at the airport here at 612.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
This involves some actual science, and perhaps it was the stress of these uncertain times. Or that year that just ended, which is looking better and better the deeper we get into 2021.
2020 is hindsight.
Yes. See what he did there with it?
Hindsight.
Here's what happened last year. 42% of women found a gray hair for the first time last year.
I wonder why.
Stress. 46% of that group said it was their first time. So that's 1 in 5 women spotted their very first gray hair last year. That's a statistical anomaly. It shouldn't happen at such a high percentage. How did 2020 age us? The average woman feels 4 years older now than pre-pandemic. That makes sense. Yeah. Over half of women think stress of 2020 made them go gray faster than they would have.
Is it? What about guys? Are they seeing gray hair too? Or are they feeling stressed too? Or is it just women?
You need to learn that nobody cares about what happens to men. We could all drop dead tomorrow, and the media would call it a minor loss to society.
I saw a gray hair this morning, and it was going across my yard.
Oh,
did you see what he did? It was a little bunny out in front of his house. Yeah, we got some gray hairs in our backyard, too. And Briscoe. Yeah, he seems like a big, fat plushie, but you know what? He's quite the hunter.
Yeah.
We had a possum walking around the yard the other day, and he was trying to sniff that out. I don't know what he would do with it. He's not exactly what you would call a ferocious beast of a dog. He's no pit bull.
But he thinks he's a bigger deal.
Let me tell you, though, those little dogs, man, they can be a hair to deal with.
I'm thinking Lincoln.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Especially if somebody tried to be mean to you.
Oh, I love messing with him because, like, if he's laying on Mom, if she's in the recliner, and I'll go up and just, you know, tap her, you know, like I'm going to get her. Boy, he comes up and he gets very upset, but he's play fighting.
1 in 3 women also dyed their hair at home for the first time last year.
Oh, I bet that worked out.
You know, so what do we have? What's that thing for guys? Beard and mustache.
For men, what is it called?
Just for men.
Just for men.
Yeah. I've experimented with that from time to time.
Touch of gray is always nice.
All right, so top reasons women dyed your hair last year include my roots were showing, I wanted to change, and I was bored. So there you go.
It's amazing how bored we can become.
By the way, that was brought to you by Mark and Vicky at Applied Security. We had a wonderful call about them late yesterday afternoon from a gentleman who had to come out and install a closed circuit system in his house and just said, fabulous, wonderful people.
So if you're ready to secure a property, please give them a call, 279-8338. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit is number 276. Today's News Talk breakfast special is a meatball sub showered in mozzarella with a stripe of marinara. Would that be accurate?
Oh, it would be more than accurate. And talk about scrumptiliumptious.
If you go by my office and look at that huge monitor, we just put it on TV a little while ago, Ryan about passed out.
It was the bomb. I broke my fast. You know, I'm doing the intermittent fasting. I broke my fast 2 hours early just so I could have that meatball sub fresh this morning.
Breaking the fast is slow.
I'm working on
The intermittent is
steel cut meatballs.
Carry it overnight.
An oatmeal sub? Yeah, yeah. Thanks.
With fresh tomato juice. And goat cheese. Well, speaking of the little.
Look at that face.
Mr. Shing. What a gub. Now he's got a little nose like a gorilla.
Yeah, he's like...
You know, kind of sticks
cute
out.
Little
Speaking
nose.
Of King Kong, how about COVID Kong? Yes.
Yeah.
The latest in horror coming your way. Our TV topic today...
The things that you don't compromise on as far as quality... And it lists toilet paper as number one and mattresses. Now, coffee brand, yeah, I'm going to have a certain...
I don't get too fussy with the coffee brand because I drink radio station coffee.
What condiment am I fussy about? Was it has to...
Has to be ketchup
in the refrigerator. No, it's...
Hellman's mayonnaise.
Right.
Hellman mayonnaise. Right. I knew it was something with mayonnaise.
Cell phones, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Haircuts, all right.
But let's face it, we've worked in radio stations, and we will eat anything that's sitting out.
Without even knowing the history of it.
I remember during those early rough times coming across a pizza box that had 2.5 bite, and one with bite marks, you know.
Yeah.
Very dry slices of pizza, and I was starving. So I took them to the microwave oven and finished them. Because that's what you do when you're hungry. It is 18 minutes, and when I worked as a server, I remember one time I had this real feast. These old ladies came in. It was meatloaf day at the Fountain Diner in the shopping center there for the early bird. And the special was meatloaf, and all five women ordered meatloaf.
Right.
And they ate like canaries. So I'm looking at all these places. Would you like me to put these in a box? Nah. So I went back, and I... circumcised every hunk of meatloaf, got the bite marks out, turned them into squares, put them in a bag, and took them home. And had the hey, that's what you got to do when you got to survive. That's just the way it is.
If it's on that table downstairs, I've made not knowing how long it's been out. I've made some bad decisions.
There's a brand new box of Krispy Kremes down there. I saw.
I don't think those are brand new.
That's been there since.
Has it really?
That was been there
There's
since.
There's a new bag.
Since the Big Bang.
Oh.
But you can make them new with the appropriate number of seconds in the microwave, right?
The donuts themselves are now a week old.
Oh.
So.
What are the five good reasons to have a Krispy Kreme?
They're fast.
Just thought I'd ask. You said to have some extra.
His answer came pronto.
Yeah.
They're fast, delicious.
19 minutes after 6. How about some local news?
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Just days after Montgomery Public Schools returned to in-person learning, a local high school is going virtual for the next 2 weeks. Starting today, Montgomery Public School officials say that Carver High School will go virtual for 2 weeks after an employee tested positive for COVID-19. Governor Kay Ivey and State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris got the second dose of the coronavirus vaccine Tuesday. The Alabama Department of Public Health says at least 87,000 vaccine doses have now been administered across the state. And former Montgomery City Councilman Tracy Larkin will lie in repose at Montgomery City Hall this Saturday from 8 to 11 a.m. Graveside services will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday at Greenwood Cemetery. Larkin died earlier this month. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adam's Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adam's Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
To get the vaccine, I'll travel everywhere.
I'm sick of being paranoid, there's COVID in the air.
I'll go out to sporting events, just like I did before. Be done with social distancing, not wear masks anymore.
We finally can get out of quarantine.
Yeah, we just can't wait for vaccine.
Be chapped from washing them 800 times a day.
We can eat at restaurants, have friends over inside, make out with a stranger, take off on a long flight.
A trip!
Won't be afraid to get COVID-19. Won't have to keep everything super clean. Go back to my old normal life routine. Oh, I just can't wait.
Word that Pfizer has millions of doses sitting in a warehouse because the distribution system is so screwy. You had different states take different approaches, and governors have slowed it down by relying on at best confusing guidelines on how to get this stuff distributed. But vaccine or not, isn't it sad that our politicians watch polling before they make a decision? Because yesterday, Cuomo, who is...
We got to open back up.
Yeah, it's time to open. We can't afford to stay locked down.
Complete flip-flop.
Total. And that's after he's already put a million businesses closed forever. Just...
Not to mention murdered a lot of elderly in the nursing homes.
Oh, he wrote a book about what a great job he did with that. Among other things, we have coming up, Cheap and Trashy today.
We have the best of Greg Budell.
The best?
Yeah.
What you is know, it? We haven't mentioned your sub yet. It was just amazing. The meatball sub was just... and photogenic?
Me?
Very. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
you
no,
too.
No.
Well, yes, you too.
I mean, you're photogenic, of
your
course.
Your mustache is enough to be photogenic.
Of course.
You guys.
Of course.
Come
but,
on.
But besides you, the sub looked wonderful.
Well, I just put it on... On the Facebook.
On the Facebook?
Well, I still don't have
Is
a
Facebook going to shut that down?
That's pretty controversial.
Is that...
Oh, man, look at that photography.
I know.
Look at the reactions.
Let me tell you, the two meatballs were perfect size. You know, before we've had some, you know, the bigger ones, but that was a perfect size sub for this morning.
It's amazing.
Perfect size.
I downsized the meatballs for that purpose.
Well, I appreciate it.
Well,
and it was so worth...
I think that just looks as good as it. I mean, it tasted amazing.
Yeah, but you got to give credit to the photographer because he is so. And I love watching you work it.
It's
like, I'm going to add this filter and this touch of color and I'm going to crop it. This is the man that
He is a sandwich cropper.
As long as he's not a crop topper, we're okay.
Crop pilot.
What did they used to call those pilots?
Crop dusters.
Crop dusters.
And you'll see one occasionally off of I-65 right there on that.
Oh, my God. I have a story post 9/11 to tell you guys.
Okay.
You know, you think people are ramped up now.
Uh-huh.
We forget what it was like then. And I didn't get into trouble.
Uh-oh.
But trying to be funny.
He got close.
Freaked out. We'll be joining our friends.
More than half of people say
right
they
now.
Sometimes go for a cheap or generic option when they're buying something to save money, but that there are some things they just could never buy cheap. We're joined with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys. Lots to talk about here.
Hey. Good morning.
You know,
I
want to see about where I get my news, and that's why I only go to the Alabama News
there
Network.
There you go. See, I like that. That's great. That's good.
No, in seriousness, if I want to find out about something local, it's you guys. Mm-hmm. Always.
He's buttering you up for something.
Well, thank you.
He's buttering up because... cautiously optimistic right here.
Yeah, can I borrow $100 now?
Well, he's buttering you all up since he didn't bring y'all any meatball subs that Rich and I had the pleasure of enjoying this morning.
See, that's what I don't settle for less. Who cooks
breakfast here
for me in the morning?
I'm very honored and flattered.
Yeah.
I broke a fast 2 hours early. I'm on a new diet plan.
So you're
but
less than
just
fast now?
Because,
you're a little slower.
Well, right. I broke that fast 2 hours early just so I could have that meatball sub fresh this morning.
Yeah. I was outside in my car. Jesse pulled up next to me, and she went walking by. I said, meatball sub inside the building.
I ran inside.
And that's the next sound I heard.
I have a health condition. I can't eat his food.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry, Jay. We're here. We're talking about this sub, this amazing
His
sub.
His food is probably because of your health condition. That's the cause of it. So
well,
I'll be sending some medical bills to Greg Budell.
I'm fussy about my Keurig coffee. It's got to be, there's a certain brand. It's a donut shop brand.
Oh, I love the donut shop
brand. I have nothing against those. My daughter loves the Keurig.
Yeah.
But I would go through a box of those a day. You know, those little K-cups that you got to put in.
That's when you need to get the one that's the dual. You can make a single cup or a pot of coffee.
And that's why I drink radio station coffee.
Radio station coffee. It's also...
That puts a lot of hair on your chest, I'm sure.
It's recycled. You know, it's just...
I have a health condition. I can't drink.
In all fairness...
And if you don't have a health condition, drink radio station coffee because you will eventually.
Now, I mean, I just can't throw anything in the cart as far as, for instance, people who call Miracle Whip mayo.
Mm-mm.
I'm sorry, that's
I'm
not.
I'm throwing down here.
It has to be Hellman's.
You cannot
it has
be...
to be Hellman's.
You cannot be a Miracle Whippist.
Miracle Whip sucks. A whippist?
Well, okay. Oh, my God.
Somebody who just hates Miracle Whip.
Now this message from Kraft.
No.
Exactly.
Miracle Whip is
great.
But no,
I thought exactly the number one on this list was quality toilet paper. And I 100% agree with that. I see my special select brand. I'm like, there it is. That's what we're going with.
What is your brand, by the way,
TV
Ryan?
TV station John Wayne sandpaper we have.
Yeah. I also think mattresses could be number one, too, because like good sleep is important.
It is.
I would agree, yes.
I don't even know what kind of mattress I have.
It can't be a lumpy mattress, all right?
What else? By lumpy.
Yeah.
Ketchup.
No.
Or do you want catsup?
No. Ketchup no. could be...
Catsup.
Ketchup could be just about anything. It doesn't have to be Heinz.
I used to be a Heinz snob,
you know?
But I found that there are generic brands that are just
You know,
good.
Publix is okay.
Less expensive.
Not a problem. What else is
Potato
on this
Potato chips?
List?
Well, I've not only consumed a lot of radio station coffee, but radio station food. And we have brands in our vending machine downstairs that can only get here.
That's like a gourmet
Joe's
machine.
Potato chips. Yeah. Okay. But I rarely eat that stuff anymore because I'm working so hard to be healthier.
Yeah.
But haircuts, very fussy.
The same lady's been cutting my hair since the 80s.
What's her name?
Mary Beth.
Mary Beth.
She may be watching right now.
And Deborah.
And she does
a wonderful
job. I drive 30 minutes to get to her house.
And I'm getting
her place.
I've asked her in 2021 to cut it a little bit darker for me.
Oh, cut it a little darker.
Well, I have to say, all you all's hair looks amazing, but we will talk with you guys again tomorrow.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
All right. And to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Roll Tide. Well, that seemed to
go quick.
And yeah, the segment was great.
Yeah.
I don't know that she quite knows what to make of us yet.
It's tough for a new person to. This is very different. This segment. It's very different.
Yes, and that's what makes it great.
You remember early on, Andrew and Jalea had to work into it a little bit.
Yeah.
And now, and then they got...
Andrew and Ryan, man, they're just like, bam.
Yeah, they got really into it.
Me, on the other hand, when I just first came in, I fit in immediately, so, you know.
Is it just me, or... Did the national championship luster, like, turn into pixie dust and
it
vanish?
It did. It's not that important, I guess, anymore. A lot of people are like, woohoo, okay, back to reality.
If it's a college that has never had it before,
then
that's a big deal. But if it's a college that you expect is going to get it,
that's
a different thing.
We got to find another way to do Duncan and Son Predictathons on other, if not sports, other events.
Plus, there's no other news, right, in the world, is
it? No, not a darn thing going on. Although I did see on one of the networks yesterday, I didn't watch it, it was just on.
Yeah.
I had to be catching it. A huge turnout in Tuscaloosa to celebrate.
Oh, there was a controversy about that.
Yeah, there's no mask. There's no social distancing. Whatever.
Super spreader event.
Yep. You're probably going to cover it on the Cheap and Cherishy. So they're looking for a new Lucille Ball for this upcoming movie.
Yes, that is one of the items in the
Cheap and Cherishy. Just like they were looking for a for Gone with the Wind. They were looking for a Scarlet. Remember that? That was a big deal.
You mentioned Super Spreader event. We're going to go into our traffic update here with a song all about the Super Spreaders, courtesy of the Box Tops. Wait a minute, this isn't it.
Give me a ticket for a spreader.
That's what it is.
Oh.
But that wasn't it.
How did that not happen correctly?
It's sabotage.
The only days are gone.
I gotta go down and fix this.
Home. My baby, she made me a spreader.
Oh, I see.
Here it is. Here it is.
She got her tickets to a football game. She won't wear a mask on the airplane. Always has to roam, never stays at home. My baby is a super spreader.
Oh my God.
She don't believe in social distancing. She won't get in line to take a vaccine. Super spreader.
What kind of reckless dubbing was that on my part, Jay?
Yeah, what was that song?
No idea.
All right, the timeline for the 13th of January, 2 years from today, it'll be Friday the 13th.
Oh, maybe it'll reset all of this. We just got to get through 2 years until then. Because Friday the 13th is what started all this.
Two more years of this.
Yeah, we can't. Two more weeks is...
Two more days.
Two more minutes.
Two seconds.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. Well, we've got lights and moderate conditions all around Montgomery right now. What little congestion we have, Southwest Boulevard at I-65, the Interstate 65 and 85, both light to moderate through downtown Montgomery. We do have a freezing fog advisory until 9 a.m. this morning. You might want to slow down. Buckle up, leave a little bit early, and watch out over bridges and overpasses for freezing fog this morning. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. If you've been looking for RAV4s and Tacomas, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Anything is worth a minimum of $2,000 in trade. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. is quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, it's Angel from Beauty and Beyond, and I want to recommend Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have continued to advertise on Blue Water Broadcasting, and it has helped keep traffic coming to our location. We would like to thank the city for the support, and we also recommend that you use Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
America is facing a coin shortage. And if you have a bunch of coins lying around the house, then call Cash for Cash. We'll give you cold hard cash for your cold hard cash.
Cash for Cash is great. I got a crisp $20 bill for just 100 quarters. Oh, wait a second.
Send us your dimes, nickels, and even those weird gold dollar coins that look like Chuck E. Cheese tokens, and Cash for Cash will make you rich.
They sent me $50 for just 300 $1 Sacagaweas. I just made a profit of... I'm an idiot.
Cash for Cash even accepts pennies. Just pay our low $19.99 penny handling fee.
Wow, how could I lose?
You can't, unless you know how to add.
Nope, I went to public school. Thanks, Cash for Cash.
So call Cash for Cash today, because the best way to make money is by throwing it away.
Tip your timeline host generously. At 6:38 with the timeline for the 13th of January, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Today is the 13th day of the year, 352 days are left, and as you probably already heard, today is a very important day in this country. Mm-hmm. National Rubber Ducky Day.
Very important.
Which makes last night National Rubber Ducky Day Eve. This is Korean American Day, and Make Your Dream Come True Day. On this date in 1863, Thomas Crapper unveiled his invention, the one-piece pedestal flushing toilet. There it is.
And they named it a bunch of crap.
If I would have invented it, it would have been, I'm going to the Thomas. 1921, Babe Ruth hits his longest home run. How many feet?
What year, 33?
1921, Polo Grounds, New York.
I'm going to guess 625.
460 foot, they had.
Oh, he had home runs longer than that.
Yeah, and probably, what's that new service that...
StatCast.
Yeah, it measures that stuff. They didn't have StatCast back then.
No, they didn't.
They just had Stat. 92 years ago in 1929, Wyatt Earp died in Los Angeles at the age of 80. 29 sounds almost modern times before this cowboy this he was famous for the gunfight at the OK Corral, Tombstone, Arizona. 1962 on this date, Chubby Checker number one with The Twist. 1968, Johnny Cash performs at Folsom Prison, 2,000 inmates there, and he released the single Folsom Prison Blues and the album, by the way, too. Now our song of the day. Fall of 1972, so soon it's going to be 50 years old, like next year. Bit of a geography lesson here on the timeline. Now, follow me here. They were born in California, but they met in England, and their dads were serving in the military. So you could correctly say, here's an English band called America singing about a California highway on a Montgomery, Alabama radio station. Oh, boy. Ventura Highway there.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. How long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say this town don't look good.
Tucker for you this morning. I think my all-time favorite of theirs is Sister Golden Hair from 1975. Awesome. I love that.
Yeah, they had a pretty good run there for 2-3 years.
Yeah. 1982, a Boeing 737 plunges into the Potomac River in Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Killed 78 people. It was caused by bad weather. 2 miles from the White House. Took off from Washington National Airport 5 minutes earlier. On this date in 1985, a 130-yard hole-in-one golf course in Spain. But the guy who made the hole-in-one was aged 99.
Wow.
99. And by the way, it's been broken. Now a guy in 2001, at the tender age of 101, he had a hole-in-one. Can you imagine that?
If you're a golfer, that's a great thing to have happen towards the very end of your life.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
A few experiences like it. I got one myself.
I remember, and you got some credit for it, too, didn't you?
I got a certificate from Spalding.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 200-yarder, and I got it when I was 14, just about 15 years old.
I know a guy who used to do the sports on Channel 12. Phil Snow won a car because he got a hole-in-one.
Oh, yeah. I used to play in a lot of those tournaments where you could.
Yeah, yeah. 1999, Michael Jordan announces his second retirement from the Chicago Bulls. 19 years ago, we all remember where we were when this happened. 2002, watching football at the White House, George Bush chokes on a pretzel.
Remember that? Yeah.
2003, Peter Townsend of The Who arrested for accessing child pornography on the internet, but lucky for him, the cops bought his excuse. He said he was just doing research.
Hmm. Uh-huh.
2010. Teddy Pendergrass died of respiratory failure at 59. He was a big deal. What a great voice. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Harold Melvin wasn't the singer of If You Don't Know Me By Now. That's Teddy Pendergrass.
Philadelphia song, one of the best.
Yeah. Now we've got some birthdays here. Orlando Bloom is 44. Patrick Dempsey is 55 now. Gosh, he was just...
Isn't he Dr. McSteamy?
Is that right? Is that what he is?
He's one of those goofballs from... TV.
Trace Atkins is 59. Julia Louise Dreyfus is 60. By the way, her dad is a billionaire, so she's the heiress of that money there. Richard Mull, you remember him from Night Court?
Yeah.
He's Bull. He's 78 today. And Robert Stack would have been 102 today. He died in 2003. You don't know where that finger's been.
Absolutely.
Oh, cheats and liars.
32 days till Valentine's Day. Spring begins in 66 days, MLB opening day in 77 days, and SEC football 234 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Thomas. We had quite a few people in our building who are big fans of Montgomery Paint and Body.
Mm-hmm.
We don't actively seek to find ways to do business with them because nobody wants to be an offender bender, but when a deer leaps out of the middle of 231 and there's not a darn thing you can do about it, it was amazing to me. Again, I'm just going to tell the story like one last time, how Donnie was listening to you guys. You just started the show.
Right.
We're talking about it. So he texted me and said, send me pictures. And I did. And then the next stop, he had asked for some from a different angle. I had notified my insurance agent and communication began. So all of the process, I was just lucky I was able to drive the car and use it the whole time without any risk of...
You were lucky to find even a mechanic at that.
Yeah, I had one little flap that had to get cut off, otherwise the car was totally drivable. And when I came back from that trip to Florida, the parts were not only ordered but painted. Everything was staged and ready to be assembled. Got the car there a day early, and it was done by the end of business the next day. And that included that good-as-new, maybe-better interior. Just amazing. You know, Rosie, when she had her wreck, she was carrying a lot of food on a mission of mercy. And that got splattered all over the inside of the car. And they certainly helped with that, too. But what you want, people that are thorough, that fix everything, cut no corners, and make sure that your car... Donnie was talking about your paint. And why that particular thing is more of a challenge.
Nobody else would have noticed.
But he did.
But he did.
Yes. and he didn't want to give you back something that was less than perfect. That's Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 27 Rec with a W.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Well, if you look at my weather app, you'll see there are echoes on the radar. Well, it's freezing or below. Doesn't that mean frozen precipitation? Yeah, but your chance of seeing anything fall from the sky is less than 20% this morning. So we'll call for at least the possibility of an ice pellet or two. Otherwise, freezing fog advisory until 9 o'clock. Mostly cloudy today. excuse me. If we make 50 degrees, that'll be a miracle. We may fall short. Mostly clear, cold, 30 tonight. Great day tomorrow. My pick of the litter day. Sunshine will be in abundant supply with a high near 60. That would be, that would be great. Chance of an isolated shower Friday morning. Otherwise, low to mid-50s. A cool weekend, but storm-free. Right now, this morning, we have 33 degrees and a little bit of fog in the area this morning, freezing fog, at 648.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
All right, a much-anticipated movie. The release date's been pushed back again. And who should play Lucy in a biopic on Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz? That flap coming your way next. 6:48.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic with your latest update. We have a little congestion now on the East South Boulevard from Highway 331 and Norman Bridge on past Baptist over to Troy Highway. And we're beginning to see more and more cars inbound on the 31s. Now, don't forget, we've got a freezing fog advisory this morning. You might want to leave a little bit early. Slow down over bridges and overpasses in case there's any precipitation that has frozen on them. And just be cautious on your ride in this morning. We have no accidents into us to pass along to you at the moment. Chico's Auto Pros offers full tire and auto service at their Montgomery location on the Atlanta Highway. Everything for your vehicle at one location. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jake.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
Hey, Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point. What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn.
Awesome, let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number.
And that they should call for an appointment.
And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Well, that part I know.
The number is super easy.
Yeah, it's 265-7585.
265-7585?
She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery.
Tell them most insurances are accepted. And if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time.
Don't forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. I know there are a lot of different name brands out there. So if someone needs a system service or repair, does it matter what brand it is?
Not at all. At United, our service techs are trained to service and repair all brands.
What if it was installed by another company?
It doesn't matter. United's service team is here for you 24/7, and we service thousands of families here in the River Region.
Don't waste your time with another company when United will give you prompt service at a fair price with 100% satisfaction guaranteed by trained technicians.
Sign up for our affordable yearly maintenance plan to help avoid a major repair with a major cost and get 15% off any service repair throughout the year.
United service team is on standby and here for you. For the number one AC heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United, fire comfort.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Our top story, Bruce Willis got kicked out of a Rite Aid in California for wearing a mask. That story actually broke during happy hour yesterday afternoon, which is one reason why you should listen in the afternoon, because we bring you those big breaking stories as they occur. That was right out of the New York Post. There's even a picture of him standing there, maskless. He did have a bandana around his neck, which he could have pulled up. I don't know about bandanas and how effective they are, though, at stopping the COVID. Speaking of the COVID, it has prevented the release of a lot of movies, and they have now further delayed the next James Bond film.
Bond is back. Almost.
Where's 007?
No one knows for sure.
Name?
Bond. James Bond.
Very well aware of who you are.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to open your stinking movie.
James Bond. No Time to Die. And No Time to Open. Coming maybe this fall.
Celebrity catfight news.
What?
That is Nicole Kidman and Deborah Messing.
What?
Oh,
I know. Who's going to play Lucille Ball and Desi? Nicole Kidman right now and Javier Bardem are in talks to star in that movie in those two roles. But Deborah Messing says she'd be better at it.
Nobody's going to be better at it, I'm sorry.
But it's not like The Search for Scarlet. Remember that? That was such a big deal in Gone with the Wind. And The Search for Dorothy? Wizard of Oz?
That was, I don't know. I think when they did The Wizard, the concept of that movie changed. Remember they were going to kick Somewhere Over the Rainbow out of the film?
Right. They thought it slowed things down.
Yeah. Guess who else was considered for this role?
Who?
Valerie Bertinelli. And she says she was robbed. She should be the one that gets it.
Actually, she'd be interesting.
She'd be probably better picked than Nicole Kidman or whoever else you just mentioned.
Deborah Messing.
Yeah, that one.
Deborah Messing had this little role, this minor role in NYPD Blue in the mid to late early 90s.
Yep.
And it was a good role for her, and it was funny. She's turned into a total whack job, and just her, I think, nobody hates Nicole Kidman, but if they put Deborah Messing in this film, there's going to be a lot of people who...
Who's going to play Ricky?
Javier Bardem.
Huh.
I wouldn't. Yeah. I don't know much about him. I know you were a big Saved by the Bell fan.
Okay.
And since there's such desperation for news... Dustin Diamond. His name came up the other day, didn't it?
Yeah, it was his birthday.
Ah. Yeah. He's been hospitalized in Florida over the weekend after feeling pain all over his body. TMZ says he might be battling cancer. Well, why don't you wait until there's a diagnosis before you throw that...
Just throw that possibility out there. Huh?
Yeah. Chad Johnson. And by the way, NFL playoff ratings were awful.
Really?
Yeah. Sports-starved America did not chow down on the NFL playoffs this past weekend. They were down 20%.
Hmm.
Chad Johnson was able to avoid injury during his NFL career, he says, because he ate McDonald's instead of healthy food. He says, all this science is what's killing everybody. You know, he's also got the nickname Ocho Cinco.
Where's that?
Because his number was 85.
I see. And then Ocho's 8 and Cinco's 5.
By the way, I can't get the call thing up on the screen. It says
it happens.
Install.
That happens. There's
update plugin. How do you do that?
Well, you can't because they've disabled
Flash.
Flash is gone now. It's still working on my computer though.
Adobe Flash General Information Pane.
No, Flash is dead.
Really?
Yeah, they killed it.
How am I going to watch, you know, like clips and things like that at home?
You naughty boy.
So who is this on the phone?
I got you right here. You're fine. There you go.
Oh, it's David. Hello, David.
Hey, good morning. Javier Biden is an excellent actor.
Really?
He played the villain in No Country for Old Men.
I've never seen that.
Oh, you got to watch that movie. It's one of the best movies ever made.
It did win an Academy Award, did it not? For best?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Him and Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
And he was the villain in the Bond movie, Skyfall.
Mm-hmm.
So, really good. And this is weird. You know who his wife is in real life? Penelope Cruz.
Oh.
Wow.
Which I would never put the two of them together in a million years.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So, anyway, tidbits for the day. Thanks.
We appreciate you, sir. Thank you for the call. All right, next hour, a random facts. That'll be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. This being Wednesday, the specials change, and I have them right here, and we'll tell you about them next hour. Tonight, after the show, always head over to Baumhauer's. I hope people are going to be over there celebrating yet another national championship. And our little group there, we have welcomed so many newcomers to that group over the last year. Everything is spaced and socially distanced at Baumhauer's. And given that a substantial size, you know, there's a comfortable table or booth, keep you safe. But if you want to pick up an order, they have really gotten it down to a science. In fact, this past year, of all the things Bob Baumhauer had to be excited about, one was the technology for their takeout menu. It's a box that's designed to keep the food warm, but not trap the moisture so it gets soggy. And I suppose tonight I'll order one of those victory burgers. They weigh about 5 pounds, fully loaded. And I'll cleave it in half, have half tonight, half tomorrow for lunch. Because you can get two meals out of one of those very easily with a little sweet potato fries. Wings and gooey fries and all your Baumhauer's favorites. Baumhauer's.com for parties. There's going to be football playoffs this weekend if you're going to catch those. Or for any occasion. And don't forget Wing Fingers downtown at 201 Union in the RSA building with chicken, the Dr. B burger, and more, 10:30 to 4, Monday through Friday.
Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic with your latest update.